It's 8:30 at 55 KRCD Talk Station, and it's Friday Eve. Regular listeners know who's on the line. It's the iHeart Media Aviation Expert Extraordinaire. Welcome back, Jay Ratliff. It's always good having you on the program, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Also, Stock Trader Extraordinaire.
Hey, we're making money already this morning. Opening bell's not for another hour. So, yeah, my students and I are doing well.
That's great. And, yeah, you do have students that that study the, I don't know, do you call it the Jay Ratliff stock trading method or something like that, Jay?
Nah, just day trade fund, the name I gave it 13 years ago. And as long as people aren't in a get-rich-quick mode and they understand you have to learn a lot before you can earn a lot, yeah, the opportunities are there.
Yeah, and Jay does a great job with those classes. You've taught a lot of people over the years how to your art of stock trading. Do you stay in touch with the folks who've been under your tutelage to find out how they're doing?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I only trade about 50, 60 a year. And I'll hear from some that'll be like, oh, yeah, I just want to let you know I had a record year of $400,000. I'm like,
ooh.
You hesitated to send that email? Please let me know that. But, yeah, I mean, and I thought when I created everything that I would be enrolling a bunch of students that they just live to trade. Brian, that wasn't the case. What they were like is, hey, if I can make $10,000 in the first week, I can take the rest of the month off. And, you know, they're all doing other things. So apparently they're not as passionate about trading stocks as I am. But, you know, it gets them away from corporate America. They can control things. You don't have to worry about outliving your retirement.
Well, let me ask you this. Just, and I'm sorry to be off on this tangent, but you really are a knowledgeable. Clearly, you would qualify as an expert in a court of law if someone needed to testify about stock trading. You know a lot about this. What would you say? Is there some specific amount of money that one that needs at least to start with to make a successful go of that? Or if you have an extra grand laying around, is that enough to start? You can build on that and go from there. I mean, how does, just generally speaking, Jay, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm just kind of wondering.
I love being put on the spot, so don't worry about that. It's, you know, I've day traded with $1,000. Now, keep in mind that if you have less than $25,000 in your account, you can only do what we call day trades or round trip trades, three in a given 5-day period of time. So you are restricted to the number of day trades or round trip trades that you can make. But I had somebody rather facetiously say, Jay, there's no way you can make money just with $1,000. So I think it was 2010. I spent the last quarter, October, November, December, with just $1,000. And I day traded with that to show them that even if you did that and that's all you had, you could make money. I think I made $8,000 in 3 months just using that $1,000. And I mean, it was, I think March of last year, I took $27,000 and made $42,000 in a month. So
wow.
Regardless if you have a little or a lot, you can use it. My big thing is, look, don't believe the experts that say it can't be done. And if you're interested, spend a lot of time learning, because I see so many people that'll read a book, they'll see something on YouTube, they'll get an email, they'll go to a crash course, aptly named, on a weekend to learn how to trade stocks. And the next thing you know, they're jumping in with their entire portfolio. And I'm like, no, spend some time testing your theory over an extended period of time to make sure that it works. Only use a small part of your portfolio. If you have a $1 million portfolio and you want to day trade with $50,000, that's fine. Leave the rest of it in your long-term stuff that you always have, and then use the smaller amount. You'll make more than the bigger amount. But make sure you've got a proven system before you go after it. So many people will jump into this, and before they know what they're doing, Brian, they'll lose 25-30% of their portfolio just trying to decide. And it's like, don't. I spent 10 years living in a motel room developing the system I had, and I'm glad that I did, because I was forced to watch the market for an extended period of time to see how these intraday patterns operate so I can jump in and out of a stock in 20 minutes or less and limit my risk on the small amount of money that I choose to use. I've got $100,000 in a portfolio that I use right now. But look, this morning I put like $10,000 on a stock. I'm after 5%. I'll make that soon. And if I can do that once or twice a day, $1,000 a day, that's $250,000 a year in a part-time endeavor that allows me to do all the other fun stuff I do, like this talking to you.
Well, I like the way you sum that up, because, you know, the concept of day trading has always sort of left me with the image of the guy you talked about early on. People who want to do this, they sit in front of their computer all day long and all they do is trade stocks. And that sounds like misery to me, Jay. The idea of
my students yesterday, several of them had 6 and 8 minute days. Before 9:45, they were done for the day, made their money, said, I'm out of here, and off they went.
I like that. All right. Well, you made some converts, I'm sure. Jay Ratliff, don't go away. We're going to talk aviation, as we always do, right after I mention my friends at Fasten Pro Roofing. Wonderful folks at Fasten Pro. It's the trust is where it starts, because if you don't have